Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Yair Levy. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yourself?
Good, good. You're with Texas Oncology, Baylor, Charles A. Sammons Cancer Center. And we're going to talk today about new hope for patients living with an incurable blood cancer, an important advancement in treatment for patients living with follicular lymphoma. Okay, they say FL. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today. Give us a little background. What is follicular lymphoma?
Yeah, so follicular lymphoma is a type of cancer of the lymph glands, a lymphoma. And typically when we think of lymphomas, we categorize them into either aggressive or indolent, meaning lazy lymphomas. The aggressive lymphomas in general are treatable and curable. The indolent lymphomas are treatable but incurable. And before you get all upset about the fact that it's incurable, I mean, think about blood pressure, for example. If you go into your doctor's office with hypertension or high blood pressure, they're going to give you a pill for it, and they're going to treat your blood pressure, but that pill is not going to cure your blood pressure. So these indolent or lazy types of lymphomas people can live with for many years or many decades. If you notice, I put an S at the end of decades. So people can live with this for a very long period of time. And our treatments continue to get better, and people's lifespan with this disease continues to increase.
So how does someone, lymphoma, what actually happens to the body for some change?
Absolutely.
How does that happen?
Yeah, so you know, if you think about, first of all, how people are diagnosed, so people usually have to have some kind of symptoms from their disease. And one of the most common ones is some of the lymph glands may be swollen, and people will notice a lump or bump under the skin. But they can also have what we call B symptoms, which are the fevers, chills, night sweats, unexplained or unintentional weight loss of greater than 10%. They can have profound fatigue. They can have recurrent infections that just don't go away. They persist. So when people come in with some of these worrisome symptoms, their physician is going to examine them, and they may even order imaging. And then the diagnosis is actually made with a biopsy. Now, interestingly, you're asking about how the disease can manifest in the body and what happens. So when we think about cancers in general, we think about cells that are just dividing so quickly out of control and just grow super fast. And that's not the case with these indolent or lazy lymphomas. So in these lazy lymphomas, the cells don't die. So a cell is supposed to live a certain amount of time and then die, but these lazy lymphoma cells are immortalized. In other words, they just don't die, and as a result, they accumulate. And when they accumulate in the lymph glands, that's why the lymph glands swell. If they accumulate in the blood, then you know we'll see a white blood cell count going up. And obviously, these cells act as parasites. So you know, in a way, they would be stealing resources from other cells in our body that need it.
So how, in you know, with all these kinds of things, the treatment is very, very important. And that's what we're talking about, I guess, here. And I want to first, courtesy interview is Epizyme, E-P-I-Z-Y-M.
Yeah, Epizyme.
Okay, Epizyme, and there's a accelerated, this is it, within the FDA's recent accelerated approval of Tazverik, am I saying that okay?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that medicine.
Yeah, so you know, I think that one of the reasons I have a job is because they make everything very difficult to pronounce in all of cancer cell and medicine, so I think as long as all these names become very difficult to pronounce, then I'll always have a job. So before we even talk about the newer therapies, let's even take a step back and think about, you know, where we're coming from. So I've been doing this for about two decades now, and initially, really all we had was chemotherapy. We could also use radiation therapy for people who had localized disease, but that's really all we had. And since then, we've gotten a better understanding of what makes the cancer cell different than normal cells. So we are able to target pathways that are very important for the cancer cell, but less important for normal cells, which leads to better efficacy and less in the way of toxicities. Now, obviously, look, all treatments have some side effects, which is why it's very important to discuss this with your treating physician. It's also very important to get a physician who specializes in the treatment of follicular lymphoma, as it is a specialized type of disease. And there's always new advances and there's always nuance to treating different disease processes. So like I said, initially all we had was chemotherapy, but now we also have things called monoclonal antibodies, proteins that can bind to the lymphoma. We also have different drugs that can target specific pathways in the treatment of this cancer. And as you mentioned, one of them is from this company Epizyme called Tazverik, which targets a pathway that's critical to these cancer cells, but less important to normal cells. So a lot of great treatment options for people to live longer with this disease.
You know, I think it's a miracle, you know, that these treatments are one, discovered, two, there's, trials, right? And people come out and try these things to improve their lives. I mean, they're kind of heroes in their own way, right? Wouldn't you say?
So I actually would say that. So I run our clinical trials in blood cancers over at Baylor University Medical Center in Texas. And, you know, I always say that they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. So we'll never get better if we don't have new treatments. And by having these clinical trials, we're actually trying to stretch the envelope and move the ball forward. We're trying to get to the point where we can cure all cancers and have them with no side effects. I mean, obviously, we're a long ways away, but we're getting better. So if you take a look, the FDA is approving drugs in the treatment of cancer at an unprecedented rate. So there's about 1.5 to 2 new approvals or new indications for drugs per month in cancer care. And that's just amazing.
Uh-huh. And there's millions of people behind this also. I know donate, and I've done hundreds of stories on this subject. How about COVID-19? How does this affect someone that has FL?
Well, so COVID-19 is certainly an issue, and COVID-19 is something that we're learning more about. I still can't tell you that we are experts in terms of COVID. However, it's also creating an unprecedented amount of fear, and physicians and patients are afraid to see their physicians. So we're going to see a lot more cancers being diagnosed at a later stage where we may not be able to do as much. And as we talked about, especially in follicular lymphoma, this is a cancer that you can have for years or decades. So it's very important to keep in touch with your physician, let them know when something is coming up so we can figure out a way to intervene before something becomes a problem. Furthermore, we can also talk about some of the newer therapies in the treatments of these diseases. You know, while COVID is certainly dangerous, you know, you don't want to go to a bar, you're at risk if you go to a restaurant, but going to the doctor's office is probably one of the safer things you can do. So we all social distance, we all wear masks, and everything in our exam rooms, waiting areas, and all the other common areas are sanitized and cleaned like a million times a day. I've never seen the hospital or the clinics look cleaner. It's incredible.
Yeah, you know, I think there used to be a saying, you know, if you want to see something very clean, you know, let's make it look like a hospital. I mean, the word hospital was, for many years, went along with, you know, ultra cleanliness. And I, for a couple of scenarios in my life, I have had to go to hospital during this period of time. And so on and so forth. And it's amazing. Or just in general, certain locations, you know, or the doctor's offices, they're, I know here in New York, they're being very, very, very wise about everybody's spraying every 2 minutes. They're hiring people just to spray everything down after a patient comes in. So let's all continue on this. Let me ask you, doctor, what brought you into this field and as a doctor?
Well, so I had a personal experience with cancer with my mom actually having two of them. And, you know, erroneously, I thought, oh, somebody gets this aggressive blood cancer called acute leukemia, they go to the doctor and get better. And I learned that that's not the case, but that's certainly what motivates me in research in terms of trying to really move the field forward and get better treatments for all of our patients. Along those lines, I would encourage your readers to go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society website or viewers. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a wonderful agency that supports research in terms of getting better treatments to our patients and also information, education, and sometimes even financial support. So that website is www.lls.org. And like I said, they're a wonderful group to support.
Thank you so much.
Larry Frank.
Yeah, LLS. Yep. Leukemia Lymphoma Society.org.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye.